listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State fam, what's happening, y'all? Eddie Greer returns for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition. This one, today for you guys, we're going to flip the script a little bit. Me and Alex, my co-host for the Purple Project Podcast, been talking a lot about offense, and that conversation will continue this week in the oncoming months, obviously, and then we will transition and talk more defense side of the ball, which I'm going to talk about a little bit and set the stage for you guys on it as the countdown to K-State Stanford rolls on here. Just a little small outlook on the defensive side of the ball for Kansas State and defensive coordinator Joe Klainman. And obviously, last year was his first year on that side of the ball, and now enters the second year with seasoning under his belt. So that could be overlooked a little bit there. Obviously, Klainman took over for Scotty Hazleton the year before, and you know everyone was clamoring for Scotty Hazleton. I was certainly on that bandwagon as well. So, and Klainman, he settled in a little bit. I mean, he was heavily criticized. We criticized him on the podcast. I mean, let's not, no jokes aside about that. I mean, obviously, with the raw reactions of the games that we did, we're going to do that again this year on the podcast, like we did last year. So, nothing's going to change about that. You know, I mean, he was critically scrutinized, but had good games. Carl has shared good games as well, so it'll be interesting to see how he holds up his second year tenure as defense coordinator for Chris Klieman. Obviously, Chris Klieman's also defensive-minded as well. But if you take a look at some of these names on here, obviously, you lose Drew Wiley. You lose your heart and soul of the defense, Justin Hughes, Elijah Sullivan, your leading tacklers on the team, but you bring back and you lose draftee to the Cincinnati Bengals, Wyatt Hubert. Who could ever forget about that? So there's a lot of lost key pieces there. But when you bring back, obviously with the rule, with the COVID rule, that you can come back for an extra year, you bring back a couple of big names on here. Eli Huggins up the middle, Brian Big Massey up there, defensive end. Khalid Duke made his presence known last year. At defensive end position, he's going to be asked to do a little more this year. And you bring back a couple of key pieces on linebackers, obviously. Your backups last year, even though they did start Cody Fletcher and Dang Green tackling machines. Obviously, they were thrust in the spotlight, obviously, with what happened toward the end of the season with Elijah Sullivan and Justin Hughes. But look out for those two guys in the mix there. Wayne Jones, the last time I checked the depth chart, he was in the backup middle linebacker position as well. So they're moving him around, obviously. There's a couple of transfers on there as well, like Eric Munoz, also who was a backup currently to Cody Fletcher on a depth chart as well. And then another transfer, as we look at in the secondary, Julius Brents, you lose Brock Monty in the secondary as well, but you bring back Jerron McPherson. This is another guy who came back a la Skylar Thompson, Noah Johnson. That's the name I was looking for. I got it. So those guys came back with trying to take advantage of the extra season there. Justin Garner was humongous last year, along with Ego Boydo. Now Boydo, interesting enough, who again, when I looked at the depth chart, he was backup to Julius Brents, who I've heard about quite a bit, not on a personal level, but just on the outside of reading Twitter and a little bit of articles here and there, he's a transfer. So from the transfer portal. So that's interesting. Boydo, who I didn't never heard of. I mean, I've seen that name prior to last year. I saw that name float around the sidelines a little bit, here in Manhattan, Kansas, while going to the games, but never getting on the field. Or did he get on the field and didn't really pay attention to him? But he was a household name. He became a household name last year. Started majority of the games last year. He finds himself the backup corner. So that's going to be, something to watch. We're going to talk about some battles to look out for heading into fall. Obviously, late summer, fall practice, and right on into the Stanford game. This is going to be something to follow. And obviously, the transfer portal has been that saying, the transfer portal has been said a bunch of times, whether it's football, or basketball. Yeah, we're going to be staying tuned on that. Obviously, Boydell's a junior, on with Julius Brents as well. And then you have also another one in the secondary, Russ Yeast, in the secondary as well. Ross Elder, a senior this year, he played quite a bit last year in a backup role there. So that's no surprise there. Already mentioned Justin Gardner, and we saw Amaris Brown last year as well at certain spots as well. And then a name that we saw early in the year who made a tremendous impact in that secondary, TJ Smith, season in the injury, and obviously the dependent TD, the well-known T. Denson is in that secondary as well. So you bring back those guys. That's when you look at those names already, you got a strong secondary as well. And a lot of big names back there in the backup spot. So that's depth there that you can definitely use. Obviously, that's something to keep your eyes on that. So really, when you look at this defense who finished in the conference, I'm trying not to go too deep in this because I do want to save that for upcoming episodes of the podcast here. Eighth in total defense in the Big 12. That is not going to cut it. Giving up over 30 points a game, that's not going to cut it, obviously. But when you're dealing with high-powered offenses like that, again, we're gonna see what happens in year two of the Joe Klainerman process on the defensive side of the ball. You bring back, you lose key pieces, that's for sure. Like a Wyatt Hubert, a Drew Wiley, who was very effective, disruptive in the middle, but you also get two key pieces in the transfer portal, and you bring back a lot of other guys who played a lot of football. So we're gonna find out for sure. I mean, obviously Scotty Hazleton improved. He was a definite factor and all that. But we'll see what happens in the transition. Can this K-State defense get better, being much more improved unit this season? Again, catch the Pro Project Podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Y'all know what to do there. Please spread the word. K-State students, K-State fans, alumni, you live here in Kansas, anywhere in Kansas, and abroad, and so forth from there. I'm going to leave it there. So much to get to still from the K-State roster as we approach countdown to the kickoff classic against Stanford. Eddie Greer, the third, wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats!